Day is September 6th. Committee members in attendance today are, I am Jessica Moeller.
Abby Marshall.
Jason Bureau.
Andrea Mitchell.
Debbie Rex.
Wendy LeFevre.
Tom Taylor.
Suzanne Kimball.
Lisa Pruitt.
And Mackenzie Stoll. All right, we will now begin the discussion of our agenda items. So we're going to go over norms just because it's the beginning of a year, which we haven't had changes, but we're going to go through them. First, this is a recommendation committee. It's a safe place for discussion. All recommendations will be made through a simple majority vote. All recommendations will be supported by the majority. The public may address the committee following the same procedures used in Nebo School District meetings. All meetings will be posted in public, and the public may contact the chair if they want to make a statement. A time limit of 3 minutes per person will be adhered to. The committee will take the public comments under advisement as it considers recommendations. I'm going to pull up our minutes. Here are our minutes from January 17th, 2023.
And we're just going to approve these minutes. We went over that article, The Benefits of Teen Abstinence. And then we had another video, teacher resource website. We went over Love is Respect and how that would be used as like a teacher resource, not sending students to. And then we went over essential health skills curriculum. Yeah.
Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll motion to approve them.
Thank you. And a second.
A second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. All right, the minutes have been approved unanimously. Okay, we were given a compliment for our work last year by the state office, so that's really exciting.
I forgot what else you said about that.
Oh,
I didn't type it.
So what we do is at the end of the year, we have to submit a health assurance form, and it states, making sure we have the committee is set up how it's supposed to, ran like it's supposed to, and then we just show like the material that were approved. And they just compliment us that everything looks really great and they like the organization and stuff that we're doing. So thank you. It was recognized that what you do here was well done in there. So good job.
A success story, so at Spanish Fork Junior High, they had Refuge Utah come present, and a student went home, told their parent that they talked about gender roles. The parent was very upset, and it doesn't sound like the student shared everything with the parent. So the parent was upset, contacted principal, contacted teacher, and the parent found out that it was approved by our committee, and they went through the presentation, and they were okay with the presentation. But the teacher was relieved knowing that we have approved it. So we're doing great things. It's, as a teacher, it really is so helpful knowing parents can't be mad at me because we have reviewed it. So thank you. Thank you for what you guys are doing. All right, Family Haven. They have been approved in the past for presentations for...
Okay. Talk about the different presentations.
Perfect. So at Sierra Bonita, the counselor had them come in, and they were given a pre-test and a post-test. They have to do this for their funding, so it is required. And the counselor looked over it and was not maybe okay with the pre and post-test. We have those. And so he said, no, we're not doing, he or she said, no, we're not doing the presentation. So we are going to look over those tests and decide. They say the presentation's fantastic, but they're worried about the pre and post test. So we're going to look over those and decide if we want to approve it and what ages, if we do approve it, for what ages.
And those are these two printed out ones. You want to look over that and see what concerns.
So there's a pre, this is the pre, and then they watch the presentation, and then?
Yeah.
Yep.
To see what they learned. We want to see if they learned something throughout the presentation. So same test, pre-end.
Oh, go ahead. I'm pretty sure the May Shares a Secret is for like first through second, and then the Chase Steps Up for the older grades for elementary.
Did you say these come from
Family Haven?
Family Haven.
Yeah. And I spoke with them and asked if the school doesn't want to do, you know, these screen posts, can they just opt out of that and still have the presentation? And they said no, because they have to have some backup that like their presentations are making a difference, or they don't get the funding. So that's not an option.
So are we looking to alter these or just be okay with them or not okay with them?
Yeah, they did went and made some updates. They updated some other ones that we're going to go over because it's different from when they were first approved. For some other presentations, these are the ones that they plan to continue to use, and that's what they're going to use in their schools.
I haven't seen the presentations, obviously, but what's the thing with spanking and safe
spanking?
So it's
body safety. Right. Yeah. Say what again?
Spanking thing's weird.
The spanking thing is weird. I don't understand what a safe spanking is and why. I haven't seen the presentation, so maybe that's.
I like this is like yes and no.
Yeah.
And this one, like, why are they making it tricky? Like, why not make that like yes and no?
It's confusing the true or false on some of the questions.
I don't know, I think it would just be like more straightforward even with like older kids of like yes or no instead of like, oh wait, false. Oh wait, no, I meant yes, I agree, but I put false.
I get confused with true or false.
Which is fine in some cases, but something like
that might not be just like, yeah, I get confused with true or false questions as an adult, so I can't imagine if it's tricky for
That's when I think of like a fourth grader reading it.
Right. And this is third, fourth, fifth?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I can't remember if Chase Steps Up is third through fifth or fourth and fifth. And this is what they share with first, second, maybe third.
Yeah. So. That safe speaking question is weird, too. Mm-hmm.
On the Chase Steps Up one,
that number 9.
Yeah, that's the only question that just kind of makes me. I would not use it. It's just kind of like that's a poorly written, weird question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, or even broken bones.
It kind of begs the question of what is a safe spanking, and that gets us into a whole. Anyway.
It almost needs to be like
just your hip, not necessarily the word spanking. I don't know.
Maybe we could just give them some feedback on.
That's what I'm writing some. Yeah, your guys' thoughts. I really appreciate it.
The other thing, if I were to give them feedback on maybe a better question to ask, because they are good to. Well, they mention in the younger one. Do they? No, maybe they don't. They talk about this. You can use the safety rules with anyone who touches you, but they never, I mean, if the assessment is supposed to help with their own learning, they might want to spell out what the safety rules are because it's just another way to learn it. Instead, they've stated what it's not, which is keep quiet, hope they go away, and close your eyes. If they're going to put that one in, then they should also put one in that's what it is, just so that you can...
I would be worried that they would remember the keep quiet, hope they go away.
I'm worried about that too.
And what you want them to remember are the real words.
Yeah.
So.
Another one, sorry, this is just hitting me, the bathing suit, that is different for everybody.
So on number one for me? Okay.
For someone, you know, is that my tummy? Is it not? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That just came to mind.
I
Muslim, that's a much bigger bathing suit.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what a suggestion would be for them for private parts for like first and second grade.
There's
to like define.
I found something, maybe pull this, let me share this with you, Jessica, with respect to Patrick, because from there, I went to this Family Haven website and I just downloaded a parent resource that talks about like what private, you know, it's talking about what their definition of three safe touches and or whatever. And maybe that would be helpful.
I don't know. I would think that maybe on the shoulder, if it is first, second, third grade, I mean, for me, I would think a bathing suit would be a little more generic for a younger child. Right? I don't know that I would be super concerned as a parent or as an educator either way with that one. Maybe as it got older, maybe so, but I don't know that that question would be too overly concerned with us. Thank you. Those are confusing to me, too.
Also on the main secret one.
Mm-hmm.
On both of them.
Yes.
I don't know. I think we're a little bit in really gray area with spanking.
Especially our generation. I love when older people are like, oh, I'm telling you this, but when I used to spank, you know, they're all like shamed about their.
Yeah. I
mean, we all know each child understands things differently in different ways.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what my kids do.
Do you want to pull up that?
Yes.
I just emailed it. It leaves a mark, a bruise, welt, cut, hurt to last a long time. That's different than a spanking.
Right.
But it may not be different than a spanking, depending on who's doing the spanking. A picture of this
so
that is
that's good.
It's not a Muslim. So the feedback from people who've had this presentation is that they really do like this presentation for the kids, that it's good talking about the body safety. The concern was, on this.
Even maybe the spanking, the context of the presentation might be a little clear, but I might just be a poorly written question. Maybe it could just be reworded all entirely.
Almost like no one should leave a bruise or hurt that doesn't go away. Like.
Yeah, or yes or no. If someone hits you and there's a bruise or that's okay. No, that's not okay.
I did make a thing for like true or false. Let's do a yes or no. To be clear.
Yeah.
Right. I like that.
Because this is the same organization, right?
Same organization. Yeah. One's just for to have an older presentation and then.
Which just seems nicer for a little more.
say we can give them our feedback on these two, on the pre and post. But if they don't make any changes, then are we still okay with the schools who decide to have this presentation? Because currently it's approved.
Did you get any specific feedback from that school that didn't like the pre and post test about what exactly they didn't like?
They just read it. They just felt like it was this one specifically for the first and second graders that they were having do it. And they said they saw it, it didn't really make them feel comfortable, they canceled the presentation. In the past, they said they've had the presentation, or someone who was there, sorry, heard the presentation who was on this committee, or was here. This was a while back. And she's a counselor, and said it's a great presentation. And I don't know if they just started having to do this for all. I know they do it for the older ones, just because I've had them in my classroom. And then, so she said, we got this. We just decided to cancel the day before because they didn't feel like they wanted to give this to first and second graders. They just wanted them to hear the presentation. So.
I don't know enough about child development to know whether that's a good thing or if that, yeah. For those of you who teach little kids, is that, could they handle a yes or no questions like that? I don't know.
Yeah, when I got this email, I had a second grader, so I was thinking of, like, could my son take this? I wonder if they read it, because some kids don't
right, they're
read.
Not able to read.
They don't read super well, like, yeah. This specific child I was thinking of, I'm like, his reading is not the best. Like, I'm like, could he read private at that time? I'm not sure.
Or confusing.
Or
there's lots of words in there.
That were kind of, so I don't know if they read it out loud. I'm guessing they probably would. Mm-hmm. And say, like, number one, and then read it, and then.
And you said for their funding, they want to see some improvement from a pre to a post test.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just take, like, a post test and say, if we get a certain score, we're assuming that the students are getting.
Yeah, so you're meaning, like, this might be better as a post test to see if they learned. Yeah, so when I talked to her on the phone, the people at Family Haven, they said it's part of their requirements pre-imposed. So I asked, like, well, what if some schools are okay with it and some aren't? Like, I was just kind of going through, like, different areas just to see. And she was, after talking to our director, they said they will give this to each school. So.
Do parents, do they get the presentation and these? And have to, like, before it all happens, her parents notified and can say, I don't want my child there, or I want my child there.
No, because this isn't, like, going for public information or data that way. Just like in a classroom when teachers do, like, a pre- and post-assessment to see what their students are born that day. We had to have every single teacher say, like, hey, I'm going to do this thing to see if you learn, you know, a little questionnaire.
I mean, like, the presentation. Before, like, if my kid were getting this whole presentation, would I get notified before with the information about it?
No, because I think so.
There
it's
is
not under the sex ed.
There is a letter. Scroll down.
There's a letter.
Keep going. They have this. So there's a letter that they send home, and it says it's after the fact.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know practice in elementary what they're doing with that. Keep going.
I think because none of this
one
is
more.
On the sex ed.
Right there.
So
there's a letter that
sensitive materials
that they have to on this
mm-hmm.
presentation. And I don't think any of their presentations actually fall underneath that.
Right. I think this is more of a follow-up for parents to
mm-hmm.
say, this is what we talked about today,
yeah.
So, you know, please use the same verbiage to help them to just follow up.
Yep.
I think the feedback we give them is that it's great to do a pre and post test, but the pre-test has got to be
better.
I mean, yeah, it's just you've got to write these better. Because it assumes almost the pre-test, if you gave this as a pre-test, it almost assumes that you've seen the presentation before because
mm-hmm.
it's referring to some things. I don't know, I just think it's, I think they're fulfilling a requirement by making a pre and post test when they're just jumping through a stupid hoop, and they have to jump through it to get the funding, but it's a stupid hoop, and they're doing it.
And their pre and post tests on their other presentations are the exact same. They get the exact same one.
Which is then that's how they can measure the marker of what they're
I get it. I just think the requirement to do a pre and post test is not a well thought through.
Yeah. But on the whole, do you feel okay with schools making that decision to use the materials having the presentation with pre and post test?
I think on the whole, the content and that little thing we saw is they're gauging it to two different kind of levels of. I would change them the way they were thinking. So.
I would be fine if my kids heard of.
I'd be laughing at from another source.
Yeah. She did mention that they were updating pre and post test, and I saw that they did update other ones. I just wanted to show you guys because we've improved it and now they've changed it. I want to bring it back. So there's some other ones we're going to look at. But this one was not changed or updated. All the others are electronic because they're in the secondary schools, and then these are like paper that they hand out in elementary. So from what I'm understanding, even with the poor wordage, sounds like majority's okay with the presentation, even if they get this type of pre and post test, even though we're going to send recommendations, or we want to go a different body safety route. Because that could also, I mean, be an option of counselors. We can.
And have any other schools had issues with them?
This is the first time it's been brought to my attention since being on having this role.
I mean, looking at the 15 questions, the only one that I even, it is number 9 on the second one. I'm not clear what they had the issue with on the May Shares the Secret 5 questions. They all seem okay to me.
And it could have been like a first grader taking this quiz, right? Like, are they going to be able to read and understand what?
That's a valid question.
You know, so hers was, I read it, I didn't feel comfortable, so we decided as a team, not just her herself, but we decided as a team administration, we're not going to do this until further review again. And it's up to the schools what they think is best for their students, you know? So.
I think the information is valuable, so that would kind of disappoint me that they wouldn't use it. And maybe it's just they don't know that if they don't do the questionnaire, this company loses funding and then they can't do it. I mean, that's just not something they understand. And this is just a necessary evil that we have to do this stupid thing because that's what we have to do.
And I told that school I would follow up with them once we met and just kind of. They got a new educator at this Family Haven this year, and it seems like she's really wanting to just kind of update things and stuff. So, all right. Okay. Any other comments on this one? I'll pull up the other pre and post tests. Okay. Oh, sorry, it's in my email. Okay, so the other presentations, there's trauma and resilience. So here is the link the students would go to. So names not required. So the ones that have the red stars required. And the school is for filtering purposes for when they like review the material. So what's the definition of trauma? What do A stand for when talking about trauma? And then what is one way you can develop resilience? And then the post on that is identical besides the ads? Was this presentation helpful for understanding trauma better? Write down one thing you learned or one thing you believe would improve the presentation. Any concerns on those?
No. And we can even send improvements, because she updated these like just this year. So she might even be down for some suggestions.
Okay. Any thoughts? Okay, let's go. Addictions. So like this one, I'll have to ask her, has it required on the name. What neurotransmitter is involved in addiction? True or false, vaping has similar effect on your genes and pathway as smoking. List three tips that can help you stay addiction free.
I like that they're short.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That is an improvement.
Because
the secondary ones have been pretty long. And then it's the same thing, and then it just adds this here at the last. Was this presentation helpful for better understanding addiction? One thing we learned. I'm just going to make note that I like that the name wasn't required.
Making sure that it's not required on any of them.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, that the questions are not required. It was only the school.
Was it only the school?
Mm-hmm.
So there was inconsistencies.
I just think if it's required to give them a pre and post test, the questions should be required.
The test
right?
should be required.
I don't know.
Or don't give
or
it.
Give them, like, this one has a little question mark. I don't know as an answer
right.
if they don't know, because then you're not ruining your data.
Yeah.
I don't know. Isn't
that the same as having it wrong? You didn't know?
Yeah, but if they do true or false and they guess it right.
That's true.
It ruins.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah. Okay, the dating violence. What percentage of victims know and trust their abuser? What are the three stages of the grooming process? Who can you contact for help to report abuse? This one's been shortened by like 17 questions.
Mm-hmm. Good improvement.
And then it's going to be the same thing. So, any concerns on that one? Okay, depression, suicide. How long does someone need to experience symptoms to be diagnosed with depression? True or false? The three main categories that cause depression are environmental, psychological, biological. And where could you turn for help if you have concerns about yourself or someone else struggling with depression or suicide? Any concerns? Okay. Dynamic abuse. What are the four types of child abuse? Fill in the blank with the number. Okay, it's estimated that one out of blank children are victims of abuse. List three. People or places you that can help if you or a friend is being abused. Any concerns? Or even suggestions for improvements. Great. Positive child guidance. It listed three, at least two reasons that children sometimes misbehave. That was kind of a funny question. Which parenting style is the healthiest? Okay. When setting limits with children, which of the following are the correct steps? As parents, maybe we should read through that and see what we're evaluating.
Do what they want.
I'll zoom in. No.
I just think the second question might confuse them, like authoritarian and authoritative.
Yeah, that's a subtle
I mean, there's a difference there.
Yeah, but very.
We have college education to get
there. I just think.
And they're going to, and they break down in this presentation what each one of those parenting styles are. Yeah. Right.
Does this ever backfire when kids go home? Do you know what I mean?
We learned today that you shouldn't do this. To, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you're like, I know, but I'm set always.
I'm sure there's.
Especially with like older kids.
Yeah.
Lady came home and then analyzed my parenting tips.
Yeah.
She did. Yeah.
I feel like your high school, junior high kids, I'm sure it opens some conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually talked about families today in class.
And then, like, my parents on this diet, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, that's not a healthy diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does sometimes backfire. But,
you know, but isn't the goal for the children to be better than ourselves?
Yeah.
Right, like, I'm like, kids better be way better than me, putting a lot of effort in. But I know we should do a post, pre and post test to parents after presentations for them, right? Okay, the stress and anxiety management one. What part of the brain is in charge of emotional processing and acts to set off the stress response alarm? When our survival instincts take over our rational thinking, it is called the blank response. Choose one. Three helpful ways to cope with stress. Concerns? Should we have taken, say what?
Fight to stay alive.
Fight, flight, or freeze. That's probably more accurate.
And it's funny to analyze the times we do all those different things, right? Okay, technology, adolescent brain. This is the presentation I do have come to my class. I do a good job, and it used to be 20 questions, so this made me really happy. List one risk of using personal technology too much. It is recommended individuals age 5 and older have how many hours of screen time daily. I thought it should say limit, so it's not like we should recommend that we have this amount. Like, ooh, I gotta get my 2 hours in at 10 p.m. So I didn't have a recommendation for her on that one. But those who experience cyberbullying are how many times as likely to report thoughts or attempts at suicide? Any concerns with that? Okay. So that was the updated pre and post test on Family Haven.
All right, do I have a motion or do we want to discuss it further? Okay, do I have a motion to approve the Family Haven test?
Pre and post test.
All motions to approve the Family Haven test.
Pre and post test.
Okay, thank you. All in favor of the Family Haven pre and post test, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say no. All right, the voting is unanimous. The motion has been approved. All right, next we are going to look at baby center. Tabs now. As a is this a resource for teachers?
And students to go to.
Students to go to also. Mm-hmm. And is this for health class or? Childhood development or
a childhood development teacher sent this in to be approved. Just as I was looking at some of the information, I'm like, oh, I can see this is a good resource for some information. I have never sent my students to this to use this, but the videos which we'll be watching. You guys can decide if you think they're okay for.
Okay.
But this came from high school, so that's something we'll also want to decide if this will be like a high school only site or anything. So in this site, this it is definitely meant for the more mature, like those who are family planning in the process of doing that with all these different like pregnancy tools. So I don't really see any
one going to this website to be like, hey, let's talk about how to get pregnant, right? And then go here. Mm-hmm. I think that's the use. But the main is to, so let's look at these videos that she wanted to get approved for. This was for child development.
And there are warnings on them that they are medical situations and they do contain nudity. The C-section one, I had no idea of what it looked like, and I'm like, those poor bodies. So if you get queasy on blood, there's a warning.
That was good. That was good to warn that, because that stuff doesn't even bother me.
C-section's
so I don't
just
know.
A nice little cut. The other kind of birth is like, holy.
I just had no idea. I thought they were like so gentle. No, it doesn't look. I have kids get queasy in my class.
We have someone deliver babies over here.
I know. I'm just from having a baby point of view. I would never want a C-section after watching that video. Okay, sorry.
No, you're good.
Samia is the owner of a day spa in Philadelphia. She is 38 weeks pregnant with her second child.
With the first pregnancy, I delivered in a hospital, and it was very restricting, you know, being confined to the bed, not being able to, you know, move when I felt my body wasn't going to do certain things.
For her son Safi's birth, she was given Pitocin to speed up labor, an epidural for pain management, and an episiotomy, a surgical cut to widen the vaginal opening. This time she's planning a natural delivery without pain medication and other medical interventions at a birth center.
Yes, I've been told that I am completely crazy for being, you know, for not having the drugs, but I've been there and I didn't like it, so I figured I would try this. It's healthier for the baby, it's healthier for me, so why not? I mean, women, we were designed to do this.
7 days after her due date, Samia's labor kicks into gear. At the birth center in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, Julia Rush, a licensed nurse midwife, performs an internal exam and starts an IV line to give Samia a dose of antibiotics since she's positive for group B strep. Samia is 3 centimeters dilated, 100% of face, and her water hasn't broken yet, which is common in the first stage of labor. Birth centers offer a more relaxed and intimate alternative to hospitals for women expecting uncomplicated births. It's important to choose a birth center with nearby hospital privileges in case of an emergency. Helping her through her first natural birth is her husband, Arvin. Her mother-in-law, Irina, and 6-year-old son, Safi, are there for support.
We've talked about, you know, what he's going to see. We've shown him pictures, and I think he'll be okay.
As Samia's labor progresses, her baby's heart rate is monitored every 15 minutes.
My goal is to remain calm and try to stay level-headed.
As her contractions pick up, she starts experiencing painful back labor, typically caused by the baby's head pressing against the lower spine. Samia finds some relief by trying a combination of slow, steady breathing, constant deep massaging and counter pressure, spending lots of time in a heated jacuzzi, and trying different labor positions.
Oh, she's doing great. She's doing great. She's really pushing through.
Her midwife feels it's time to break her water with an AmniHook, since she can feel the amniotic sac bulging. This is a common procedure and usually helps speed up the labor process.
I thought it would be painful, but it wasn't at all. Actually, it was like a relief of pressure.
Large amount of clear fluid. Beautiful.
Her contractions now intensify as she starts to feel the urge to push. This is called hard labor or transition. The muscles your body uses to contract are transitioning from dilating the cervix to pushing the baby down and out.
The intensity of the contractions is increasing, and just a certain force is now really behind that baby coming.
Transition can be the most painful part of labor, but usually the shortest phase. Though most mothers dilate nearly 8 to 10 centimeters before transitioning, Samia is only 5 centimeters dilated and is having trouble resisting the urge to push.
Sam, I'm trying.
Her midwife agrees her body is ready to deliver. Pushing before being fully dilated is uncommon, This is why each caregiver has to manage her patient's labor on an individual basis.
Take a breath and do it again.
Her midwife uses her fingers to pull back her cervical opening as Samia pushes. The midwife made the right decision, listening to her body. With just 11 minutes of pushing, Arvin and Samia's baby emerges. Sami Saraj, a healthy boy, is placed immediately on his mother's chest. Dad cuts the umbilical cord, and the midwife collects some of the cord blood for routine testing. It's not over yet. The midwife helps deliver the placenta, and a nurse presses on the fundus, the upper part of the uterus, to check how much the uterus has contracted. Applying pressure is a common practice used by caregivers to help expel excess blood. Samia tore along her previous episiotomy line, and her midwife repairs it with stitches, which take 15 minutes to complete. Samia is now breastfeeding.
He's feeling great.
She's showered up and savoring some well-deserved fettuccine Alfredo. Making up a fast delivery with just 4 hours and 11 minutes of labor. Samia's natural birth is a success, and she's ready to try it again.
What?
Everyone played a supportive part on the birth team. Even Big Brother Safi got to announce the news that his brother was born.
What are your thoughts?
This is something they show in class?
Yes.
Wow.
So this is for child development.
Yeah.
So it's high school.
It's not a.
I have no say, but good luck, people.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit much, but
I totally do.
I think it's fine for child development. Health class with
anybody.
Boys, I think, would really struggle, but in childhood development, they're. I think you know, I took it in high school and I knew I was going to watch a live birth. Like, I was prepared and knew beforehand. I wouldn't play it in a health class, but I...
Right. This is an elective class, which is important to know, that it's an elective class and yes. You know that you're kind of getting... And a student can always opt not to watch it. Mm-hmm. So.
So they're notifying the parents that these videos are going to be shown and they can opt out.
I mean, I don't know if they tell them that.
They don't send the videos home. I'm guessing that they send, like, hey, we're going to have that sex ed consent form. Mm-hmm. And that's what's sent home. The same form that's sent home for your health classes, exercise, I mean, medical anatomy, anything that falls under, like, any of those things. And I'm just super curious what your guys' thoughts were, so that's why I'm glad to have this meeting. John? His mouth keeps opening and then he gets it.
We're currently having some problems with lay midwives in the community doing horribly screwed up home births and then dumping the moms and damaged babies at Spanish Fork Hospital. And we can't talk about it because of HIPAA issues. But it's happening more and more. So I guess the issue I have more is kind of the spoken and unspoken implications that having the baby away from any kind of appropriate medical care is better.
I agree. Yeah, I agree too.
That's not always true. I've seen enough births go from everything's going okay to holy hell, if we don't do something in 5 minutes, the baby's going to be dead, to make having a birth out, you know, more than 5 minutes away from an operating suite terrifying. But that's my bias.
And that's why, that's why it was stated in the video that they're...
Yeah, and they kind of said that and prefaced it, but there was also, you could tell they had a little bit of an angle. And some people, unfortunately, take that angle and take it a step farther and say, well, if having it at the birthing center is okay, then having it in Fairview in a hot tub is even better with the lady who's delivered, you know, a cow or something. So, I think she knows what she's doing. So,
Yeah. I feel like this video was more, it wasn't about a baby being born. It was about, we're promoting this option over here. It wasn't even about the baby being born. It was all natural. Do not, like, it was more about that than it was about a baby being born.
Yeah, that. But again, I haven't seen the other videos, and this in context of the other videos, there's probably other different scenarios they're showing. And that's it. Yeah. And anyway, we just had a
good thing. Let's watch the other two.
Bad things that happened at the hospital, so I'm biased to that right now.
But yeah, I'll throw my two cents in. I think there's better birthing videos. That's right. My thought. Mm-hmm. I think we could go a better route for, like, in health. We don't show the lives. We show a birth, but it's animated. We went through that approval last year. But for, like, childhood development, I see why the importance of not having it animated, maybe doing a live birth. But I think there's better videos. But I don't know. I still remember Miracle of Life from 20 years ago. And I'm okay not seeing it again. I think, too, because it's different when it's your spouse or your sibling or someone you care about. But you also need to have the education of being ignorant to actually what the birth is, too. So... So I was just throwing my two cents, and that was my thought on that. Alright, here's the C-section.
Oh boy. You got me like nervous.
Why do I watch it like that?
Well, they like have a vacuum and suck up the blood as they're going. It just really, I never
well,
had
I had
C-section.
My own. I had a C-section. I'm not seen it.
I've never seen one. I just thought it was really easy. They just cut through and open it and pull the baby out. No, not. Sorry.
Alright, this might be our, we might have tabled the last one.
The last one's only a minute. Okay. 30.
Okay. Are you guys?
Let's go.
I guess. So,
let's have a baby.
I thought I was playing. Sorry. let's literally go, you guys.
You're thinking positive, kiddo. You're having Boston today.
What a great name.
Ryan is a great name.
So I'm Dr. Hatch. I'm going to be your anesthesiologist today. Okay. Sounds like they weren't able to get an ID of you, so I'm going to take a look and see if I can help you out there.
Let's only do this once, okay?
Okay, my dear. On the count of three, hands ready. Get your numb. Okay. Right, one, two, and three. Big deep breath. Breathe. Burn. Sorry.
So they didn't ID me the other one, but they didn't make such a big deal about it. In the hospital, maybe, sir.
It's all right. It's in. Okay, I'll set this for you. So there's no more needle in there, okay? Take deep cleansing breath. This is just a nice big dressing that's going to go on to make sure this wonder fly bee doesn't go anywhere, okay?
All right. Here we go. It's a little cold in here, Melissa, but that little step stool is your spot.
No surprises, though. That's the deal, okay?
Here we are.
You're going to do great. Do you know what you're having this time? Okay, lots of cold soap on your back, okay? I'm not going to sneak up on you, okay? I promise. Okay, nothing drape on your back. A little bit cold, a little bit sticky. I promise that your job right now is just focus on, before you know if you're going to be seeing this person. And at that point, nothing else is really going to matter what's going on. Does that feel like I'm pushing right over the bones of your back, or like I'm pushing right over your spine? Perfect. I'm going to put some local anesthesia in there. It's going to sting a bit. Remember, like, for the IV? You're going to feel that on the count of three, okay? Take a nice deep breath for me. One, two, and three. Big pinch.
Good job.
You're doing great.
Good job. Awesome.
Nice, easy, deep breaths, okay? Okay, you're doing a great job.
Very hard to get your spine to bend when you have a baby in front. So part of it is just trying to get the spaces for Dr. Hatch.
It's more challenging when you're shorter.
Yeah.
As well, because everything's a bit more compressed.
Ooh. Good. Still feel pressure.
Yeah. I think we're just dealing with very tight spaces.
Yeah. Stay in that same position. You're doing great.
You're doing super great. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Well, fine, but I think we're in the right spot now.
Okay, nice.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Good job. Okay, you're going to feel some pressure and some warmth in your back.
Remember
the
warmth?
Pressure and warmth. You're doing amazing.
Wonderful.
Any more pain?
No.
Perfect.
Done. Okay.
Okay.
No.
Super patient. the legs, and then we're just kind of rotating them.
My daughter, I didn't have that thing.
Yeah, that's probably a little crazy.
I've been here this week just to make sure. I'll fix some rings so we can see all the layers are going, and then we'll take a stitch.
It's the uterus. They pull it out and then they sew it up and then put it back.
Oh
they
my
goodness.
Wow. Everything makes sense now. It's
all coming
together.
What we're trying to do is clamshell the uterus to hide the first layer of stitching by pulling the uterine layer.
How many layers of stitching is there?
So it hides it and it gives it a second strength layer. So that's called a two-layer closure, which is our normal layer closure that we have for a C-section.
Wow.
See, but the thing, this is a good form of birth control because it scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
When you actually see a natural birth and you see her screaming for like 6 to 8 hours, that's birth control.
There was no screaming.
Oh, look at that, they just tuck it back in. Ooh. Just shove it in there. Shove it in there. Oh,
that's the
pillow. Oh, that's it. Like, put a fatty in your pillow. Wow.
Alright, we'll close now the spatula layer. Everything's fine up here.
It's great. It's cool.
It went great. Uterus is closed.
It's actually quite amazing.
It is amazing.
But, wow, Chevy's a good guy. He is. He's big.
Oh,
8'2". Okay. Oh, everything's turned off.
The head didn't look all goofy.
Yeah, no kidding. You lost. You didn't get some credit for that. All layers are closed, Melissa. And you will not have any staples or anything to take off. It's all underneath the skin.
Is that normal to use tape to close it and not stitch it?
They're doing stitches. They're just doing some particular dissolvables.
But it just said that they're not going to use stitches. They're going to
use staples.
Not use staples.
I know, right? Come on, we did it.
Some doctors use staples. Hello, some use stitches. It's really just whatever preference the surgeon does. Very happy. My mom will be
okay.
Basically, you'll be here. We'll be checking on your vitals for the next hour or so. When everyone is ready to go, we'll move you directly to your postpartum room, where you'll be for the next 3 to 4 days.
Okay. Okay. One seat. What, can you move your legs now?
No.
Move your toes.
I can.
Okay. So we're going to put your head up a little bit. When I put your head up, if you feel nauseated or dizzy or anything, tell me immediately.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't put a chewy Alfredo for her.
Sorry, Bob. That was the weirdest video I've ever seen. Oh. Oh, they waste no time. Bam.
Put you to work.
Put you to work. The live birth one? That's not at all normal. That video. That's not a normal one to show people. You can get drugs for that too.
Thank you. It was not easy. That was really helpful. So I'm so grateful for them. So did Bobby. So happy. And he's so healthy. And I think that was the biggest thing. Having a healthy baby at any age is a blessing, but especially when you're older. I'm just really grateful.
Do you want to watch the last one and then we can approve or not approve Baby Center or be done?
Yeah.
I think let's do it by video. We'll end with this one because we'll probably be, it sounds like we'll be bringing a different video back.
Okay.
Please come back.
I need to look at that.
Next time
the
three of us are out.
Next month we'll just bring you fettuccine.
We'll discuss videos more closely together, and then maybe with that team decide which one is the best one for child development. But we will have teachers that will say, nope, I like this video. This is why I want to do this one. So send this for approval. So there are going to be some videos.
Okay.
Well, it totally fits the core. I think that's the core.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very, it's all about the different options of delivery, anesthesia, both the natural and the epidural. They talk about the OB, the midwife, possible complications. I mean, it definitely fits. It's just a matter of which one, which video will be the best portrayal of those.
Or maybe you watch all of them and there will be.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's also important to emphasize it's not always a, like, I'm going to choose that one.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
You're going to start that way.
Yeah.
And it could change.
And I know that they
talk about... I've had women come and say they want a natural childbirth, and about 3 hours later, their head turns around like The Exorcist, and they...
Yeah! Can do.
He's lived a horror film. So no horror movie scared. Dr. Taylor. Okay, so just from what I'm feeling, please correct me if I'm wrong, we're feeling like the natural birth video that... like the option of having the that midwife that being like the core video for delivery, that it could be a better option. Is that correct? I didn't hear anyone say all in favor. Like,
well, let's see what the other options are. I mean, maybe we need just to see if
you're the other ones might be worse.
Yeah, that's true.
And I like the C-section, but that's coming from someone who
right.
I used to assist on those all the time, so it's kind of nostalgic. But.
I felt like I would recommend the C-section video. Yeah, that's my, I'm a voting member. That's something I would say that's I thought was
good for anatomy too, because you see that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I actually like
it. Yeah. Okay, let's start with the website Baby Center. So, do I have a motion to approve the website Baby Center? Or do we want, we didn't go through it a lot.
We went through a lot. Did you guys see anything on there that made you concerned or anything? Or?
No, I wouldn't.
Not concerned, but if we approve the website, then we need to have very specific, not this video.
I maybe wouldn't do the website yet. Let's take that one.
Okay.
Yep. So
okay.
I think when it comes to this, we're going to approve specific videos for students, and then the website could be something we can look at next time. Maybe we'll bring, I'll just let you guys know, maybe bring your own computers, we'll spend some time. And that can be a teacher resource if we're not approving.
Yeah. Okay, do I have a motion to approve the C-section video? Okay, thank you. All in favor of the C-section video, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Did I say aye? I wasn't saying aye. Okay.
You are a member, so
yeah. All right, those opposed say no. Okay, the vote is unanimous. The motion has been approved.
And we'll move the next one.
Okay, so yeah, next time we'll go over the epidural and a teaching guide to harmful effects of pornography. Our next meeting will be October 4th. We will only hold the meeting, though, if we have enough agenda to fill our 45 minutes. If not, Mackenzie will let you know. Having covered all the agenda items, do I have a motion to adjourn our committee meeting?
I motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in
favor, say aye. Aye. All right, the voting's unanimous. Our committee meeting is now adjourned at 4:06 p.m. Thank you. Thanks for being patient.
Yes. Dinner?